What is going on, beautiful people? Today, we're going to be talking about how some narcissists want you to feel sorry for them. How they will use their own traumas and your trauma to help connect to you. If you're new here, my name is Lee Hammack. I'm a clinically diagnosed narcissist. And welcome to another episode of The Narcissist Code. Welcome back, folks. Yes. Welcome back. Yes. Pity. P-I-T-Y. Now, let me go ahead and say this first. There are some narcissists out there who don't want your pity. They don't want you to feel sorry for them. They loathe when other people feel sorry for them. Because if you can feel sorry for me, that means you're above me. The only way you can feel sorry for me is you're above me in some way, shape, or form. So I don't want you to feel like you're above me. So I don't want your pity. Even if I need help. I have $0 left. I have negative dollars. I'm in debt. I have a negative net worth right now and no money coming in. I still wouldn't ask for help because I don't want your pity. But there are some covert, vulnerable narcissists out there that will absolutely ask you for help. Or, they want your pity. They want it because they can use that as a way to bond to you or as a way to get back into your life. And I'll say this as well. It's not only covert narcissists. I have, I know some real life malignant narcissists that do something very similar as well. I know real life malignant narcissists that will use their pity against you, but they don't do it in a way that seems like they're trying to get pity. They do it in a way that makes it seem like, they do it in a way that makes it tugs on your heartstrings, but it's not them asking for help. It's them asking for help, but they don't actually say it, but there are some of them out there, y'all. They will absolutely, especially when you're first meeting them, if you're first meeting them and you don't have anything else that connects you to this person, like everything that y'all have in common is just, y'all don't really have anything in common, but they pull out all the stops. They're trying to get into your heart faster. And, a lot of people, a lot of highly empathetic people end up with narcissists, right? So they prey on your empathy. And it's like empathy hunters. So, I'm just like literally, sometimes narcissists, it's almost like narcissists come outside and they're hunting empaths. Sometimes it's just like, people, the old movies where they pick up the grass and they throw the grass in the air and then they just like... The empaths are upwind. You see what I'm saying? I'm downwind from the empaths. And they'll hunt you. They'll prey on you. they'll test you. They'll test you with some vulnerability. I just can't. I'm just sorry I'm not really into this conversation today. My pet parrot that I have for 20 years, he doesn't talk anymore. He lost his voice box. He used to say, gaslighting, narcissist. I don't know why he says that, first of all. But he's just saying, empath. He doesn't say the same thing anymore. He lost his voice. He doesn't say arc anymore. He doesn't talk to me. My parrot is giving me the silent treatment. And then you, who might have also had a parrot or a pet that passed away or a pet that got sick or a pet that drastically changed its behaviors, you connect to them. I had an old parakeet when I was growing up, too. And it stopped talking too. And then y'all start hugging and y'all end up clapping cheeks. But that happens sometimes with narcissistic people. Just being realistic, that's part of the dynamic that will happen sometimes. They will absolutely prey on you. They'll prey on your empathy. They'll use it to connect to you. They'll use it to do things like that, to just get into your life and to stay into your life, to become damn near like a tick biting you and burying, how ticks bite you and they bury their whole damn snout in your body, like a tick, like a narcissistic little tick that buries his head beneath the surface. You got to twist his butt out. The only way you get a narcissist out your system, you got to grab it by the butt and twist it. You got to grab the narcissist by the butt and twist it to get it out. I'm sorry, y'all. You wouldn't be here if I wouldn't. I got a joke. I got to bring the humor to it. Y'all know I got to bring the humor. That's me. This is me being me. This is me being real. This is really me, y'all. Seriously. But that's part of it right there, y'all. That's part of the dynamic that a lot of people go through. You know what I mean? A lot of people face. So that's why I want you, if you're dealing with a narcissistic person, y'all understand this, that you've had this happen before. Like some of y'all have used their trauma to connect to you at first. They have used their traumatic childhood or their traumatic, you know, adulthood or their recent loss of somebody close to them. They got fired from a job. They're struggling to make ends meet. They're homeless. Whatever it is, they've used a traumatic experience to prey or play upon your empathy, your compassion center. They've done that to you, right? So you had experience with this happening before in your life where they've absolutely done it to you. Well, Lee, yeah, it happened to me. I know it really has happened to me. I don't know what to do next. So in these spaces right here, y'all, when you're dealing with this type of personality dynamic, this type of personality complex, sometimes you have to fall into it. Like, don't let your empathy be weaponized against you, because it's not only in the beginning of the relationship. They'll do this later on in the relationship once the relationship is established. Like, some of them will refuse to be vulnerable or open to you for a long time about what they went through in their childhood, about how they were raised, until it serves them, until it benefits them. You're about to break up with them. You're done with the relationship. Now all of a sudden they want to tell you about their childhood trauma. Now all of a sudden they want to tell you that their mom or dad never told them that they loved them, never told them that they were proud of them. Now they want to do all of this. Now they want to do all of that. Now they want to be open and vulnerable. It's weaponized. The timing of it lets you know that it's weaponized. They've never said it before. Now they want to be open, and now they expect you to feel sorry for them, because now guess what? If you don't feel bad for them and give them another chance, they'll just say, "Oh, you don't have any empathy. You're a horrible person. I knew that you were this type of person. I knew who you were, but I knew this was you. I knew you didn't care. I knew you didn't care about me. You call yourself an empath, and you don't care about me. You don't care that my mom was never around for me." You know, then they'll use that against you. They'll weaponize it against you. You know, I've been dealing with my grandma's death, and you're going to leave me right now? Well, your grandma passed away in 2012. Whoa, wow. You're putting a time limit on my healing? Wow, I never thought you would go. I never thought you would be so low. I never thought you would do this to me. I never thought that you would do this to me. How killed you? You see what I'm saying? Now, it's because it's useful to them. They will use their trauma. They want you to feel sorry for them, and they want you to feel guilty. That's really what they want to build. They want to build that guilt up in you. They want to build that guilt up in you to make sure that you feel it. They make sure that it's part of your life. It's part of your dynamic and whatnot. They want you to feel it. You know, they want you to draw they want to suck the empathy out of you like a damn narcissistic vampire. Like, the little canines come out like, ah. Bite you across the damn neck. Protect your neck. Protect your neck. Get you some little empathetic garlic or a cross or whatever you need to keep them away from your neck, because they will absolutely they'll be absolutely doing that type of stuff. So you have to protect yourself. You have to defend yourself. Somebody taking pictures outside, yeah? What are they taking pictures of? Who are they taking pictures of? I don't know. Can't see. I need a new camera. I need a new camera, y'all. I had this camera for like 3 years now. It's been pumping. My little Sony. We've been bumping for 3 years. But yeah. So don't let them use your empathy against you, y'all, because there are a lot of narcissists. They want you to feel sorry for them. Situationally. Not always. They don't always walk around want you to feel sorry for them, but some of them will. Some of them will prey upon you, y'all. Like, I've heard this. This is one of the stories I hear consistently right here, y'all. It's going to suck when I say this. They will absolutely use it against you to the point where they lose their job. They're down and out. And then, like, you take care of them for a little while, and then they refuse to go back to work. Wow, you know how hard it is to get a job? Wow, you gonna really make me go back to work? Wow, you really are heartless. You don't believe in my business idea of, you know, a shoe cleaner or a vacuum for shoes. You don't really believe in a hat vacuum. You don't believe in that, do you? You know? You don't really believe in me, do you? So they will use that against you, y'all. It's situational. Like, they refuse to go back to work. They refuse to help take care of the kids. They refuse to do this. They refuse to do that. Y'all, refuse is going to be the number one word in their vocabulary for the next few years dealing with you. You know, but that's why I said you have to set boundaries in the beginning and don't let your empathy be weaponized against you. And then, like I said, if you make a decision, stand on it, y'all. I'm just telling you, don't let them make you feel guilty for wanting to be happy. If their empathy trick doesn't work, you know what I mean? Don't let them make you feel guilty because it didn't work, because they haven't been open. They haven't been open. They haven't been honest with you. They haven't been caring to you. They haven't been vulnerable with you. But now all of a sudden they are. Come on now, y'all. Come on. Come on. Give it to me. Give it to me. Now they want to be open and honest with you. Now they want to be vulnerable with you because what? Because now they're facing some adversity. Come on now, y'all. Come on. You got to give it to me. You got to give it to me. You have to. Now they want to do this. Come on, baby. Come on. Come on. So that's why I'm just telling you, when you're dealing with a toxic, narcissistic person, this is what you're going to face when you're dealing with them, y'all. This is part of the dynamic. This is part of what's going to keep going on. As long as this relationship is going to keep going on, you know? Like, not all of them will seek pity. Not all of them will use your empathy against you. Not all of them will want you to feel sorry for them, because some of them will just self-sabotage and blow their whole lives up and don't care. But there are some that will take advantage of you as long as you allow them to take advantage of you. You know, I know it's hard for you to disconnect from that type of person, but you have to take the necessary steps in order to protect yourself, to guard against what they're going to do. Because sometimes, I'm just telling you, they're going to try to take you to the, like, especially you try to divorce them and they ain't worked for a long time. They're going to try to take you to the cleaners. If you divorce me, I'm going to get an alimony. You know, anyways, y'all. Thank y'all for tuning in to another episode. Make sure you subscribe to the channel. Let me know what's going on, y'all. Mental Illness is out. Peace. Thank you so much for making it to the end of my video. You are a mental illness rock star, and I appreciate you for being here. If you haven't already, make sure to click on the screen to subscribe to the channel and watch another one of my videos in my playlist. There's also a link available up here for you to purchase my kids' book, Remember, It's Not Your Fault, on Amazon. So check that out. Thank you. I will see you in the next video. Peace.